Tiger Woods yesterday added another first to his storied golf resume, but it was not one he was seeking, a second-place finish in a major tournament. Woods finished one shot behind little-known Rich Beam in the PGA Championship, giving Beam his first major title. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
Do you mind if I ask you who in the world is Rich Beam?
I think a lot of people are asking that question this morning. Right now, he's the first man to ever go head-to-head with Tiger Woods coming down the stretch in a major championship and walk off with the trophy, because no one had ever done that before. Whenever Woods was in contention in a major eight times, he ended up first. Rich Beam changed all that yesterday, and it's really a remarkable story because 6 years ago, when he was 26, he quit golf. He had not made it to the PGA Tour, he was not making a living, and he went and sold car stereos and cell phones for a while, but he wasn't very good at that either. So he decided to try golf one more time. He won a tournament in 1999. That launched him, and now here he is, the PGA champion, a major champion. It's really an amazing story.
Going into the final round, who was the player to beat?
Well, I think all of we alleged experts would have told you that it was Justin Leonard, who was leading by three shots over the field and five shots over Tiger Woods, someone who'd already won a major, the British Open. He was a Ryder Cup hero in 1999. So you would have thought if anybody could handle the pressure of the last round of a major with the lead, it would be someone like Leonard, but he crumbled and shot 77, and here comes Beam out of the pack to shoot 68 and ending up holding off Tiger at the end.
How big of a disappointment do you figure this to be for Tiger Woods?
Well, it's a good news, bad news joke, Renee, in the sense for him that obviously he never likes to lose. That's part of what makes him so great. But he birdied the last four holes very dramatically to give himself a chance to win. He was in contention all the way in the high winds on Saturday, unlike at the British Open where he fell apart and shot 81. He hung in there and gave himself a chance to win. And I think even Tiger Woods would have to admit that a year in which you win two major championships is not a bad year.
Now, Thursday, we talked about the pressure on Phil Mickelson. What became of him?
Nothing good. He started out very badly on Thursday, basically took himself out of contention. There's an old saying in golf, you can't win a golf tournament on Thursday, but you can lose it, and he lost it on Thursday. He was never a factor, and now he has to go through another winter of facing questions about how he can be the number two player in the world but have never won a major championship. And here's one scary statistic for Mickelson. He's 32. Arnold Palmer and Tom Watson, two of the greatest players ever, won their last majors at the age of 34.
Given the PGA's history, Rich Beam is an apt winner, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is, because this is the 12th time in the last 15 years that the winner of the PGA has been the first-time winner of a major championship. And again, the PGA, Jack Nicklaus has won it, Tiger Woods has won it, but Palmer and Watson never won it, and people like Wayne Grady and Mark Brooks and now Rich Beam have won it. So it seems to be the major for the unknown to come to the fore and have his day. And the question now will be, was yesterday Rich Beam's 15 minutes of fame, or is it the pad that launches him? And we'll find out. It'll be fun to watch.
Thanks. The comments of John Feinstein, who is working on a book about this year's U.S. Open Championship.